And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 29th of January, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "There comes a time in the affairs of man when he must take the bull by the tail and face the situation." W.C. Fields, William Dukenfield, born Darby, Pennsylvania, 1880. Ran away from home as a child. He was a fabulously skilled juggler. He juggled in the carnival, then added a comedic routine to it, and went on to act in films, including films that he wrote, The Bank Dick, Never Give a Sucker an Even Break, You Can't Cheat an Honest Man. His career went downhill. At the end, he was alcoholic, died Christmas Day, 1946. It's the birthday of the man considered the master of the modern short story, Anton Chekhov, born 1860 on this day in Taganrog, Russia. Anton Chekhov, whose family was poor, who had to support himself as a tutor and as a writer for newspapers, described his teenage years as a never-ending toothache, got into medical school, Moscow University, and paid his own way through school, writing funny stories for Russian newspapers and magazines. Chekhov said, "Medicine is my lawful wife, and literature is my mistress. When I get fed up with one, I spend the night with the other. Though it is irregular, it is less boring this way, and besides, neither of them loses anything through my infidelity." The same year he became a doctor, he started coughing up blood. He'd contracted tuberculosis, which eventually killed him when he was in his 40s. He preferred lovers and prostitutes to a committed, monogamous relationship. Chekhov said he was willing to marry if his wife would live in Moscow while he lived in the country and he could come and see her. He said, "Give me a wife who, like the moon, won't appear in my sky every day." There were a great number of doctors who also wrote fiction and poetry, Oliver Wendell Holmes and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who gave us Sherlock Holmes. Walker Percy was a medical doctor, Michael Crichton. Arturo Vivante wrote over 70 stories for the New Yorker magazine. He was a doctor, as was Robert Bridges, who also was poet laureate of England. Robin Cook, the author of mystery thrillers, and Dr. Abraham Verghese, who teaches medicine at Stanford and has a secret office on campus in which to write. And perhaps the most famous doctor in literature, William Carlos Williams of Rutherford, New Jersey. Here's a poem for today by Timothy Steele, Long Paces. We'd not have guessed that we'd be heartened so to see this snowshoe rabbit, months from snow, come from the woods with that shy tread of his, drawn by a bushy row of lettuces, his summer coat all rich soft grays and browns, his feet as overstated as a clown's. How delicate he is! He holds no brief for this or that variety of leaf, but tries each, crouching as a cat will do before a dinner bowl, and when he's through, slips back across the grasses gingerly. Binoculars enable us to see the crickets that his cautious lopings flush and vanishes into the underbrush. Long Paces, a poem by Timothy Steele from The Color Wheel, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.